This is the Max Kellerman Show. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio.
Are you upset about the Danity Kane reference?
Well, here, I got this text from one of my good buddies, Paul Irvin. He works here at ESPN as a producer. And the question was what? Matthew McConaughey, would you rather have his career?
Or P. Diddy.
Or P.
Both
Diddy.
Have birthdays today.
My guy, Paul Irvin, sends this text. And he knows us both very well. And okay. He's a voice of reason in a lot of our arguments. He said, Puffy is a billionaire, and you just reduced that man to finding Danity Kane on a reality show. I mean, the disrespect of Diddy, of Puff here. This man was Biggie's right-hand guy.
It's a legend
in the game. And you take it, a billionaire, to Danity Kane, to Aubrey O'Day. Do you have anything to say for yourself?
I didn't take it to Aubrey O'Day. I took it to Danity Kane and Making the Band as a Whole. It was one of my
that
favorite shows.
That separates two titans in industry, Matthew McConaughey and Puff Daddy. The discovery of Danity Kane. Matthew McConaughey, you could have been that dude had you discovered Danity Kane. That would have pushed you into legendary status for
you
my
know
wife.
Let me be me. I'll let you be you. Shea Cornette, Jordan
That's
Cornette.
That's why
you
say, let me. You let me do that?
Stop it.
That's you.
Filling in for Max Kellerman here on the Max Kellerman Show. News from the Max Kellerman Nation. Just hit us up on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed, and we've had some people hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed, if I could speak. And it's a lot of stuff about what you brought up last hour about how you go on a golf trip with your buddies, and I'm really just...
A lot of people fired. A lot of,
I'm really
I think
not
a lot
here
of guys
for that comment.
Feel seen in that statement from me. Hey, at least I struck a chord somewhere. If it wasn't my analysis... At least it's me being grounded at home by my wife.
Oh, please. Oh, please. The Max Kellerman Show is on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPN News, and Sirius XM Channel 80. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN. You can reach us at 1-888-SAY-ESPN. That's 1-888-729-3776. Who is at the top of our NFL power rankings? You're going to find out here in just a few minutes. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. The big news today, though, Jordan, is that... Bucks have officially activated Antonio Brown. He was on the practice field today with Tom Brady and company. He has now officially moved into Tom Brady's house.
Now let me pivot right there.
Okay.
I'm really curious. And we talked to Damian Woody in the last hour about this. I asked him if he'd bring another offensive lineman into his home, if he was going to try and make sure that guy stayed on the straight and narrow. Like, can you imagine Giselle taking in, like, it's one thing for Tom Brady to be like, hey, we got this young and upcoming guy. I want him to get acclimated with Tampa in this COVID era. Like, he's down here by himself. Can he stay with us and the kids? Maybe. But for Giselle to say, yeah, bring in Antonio Brown, all that baggage. He could stay with us. You're doing God's work there.
I would assume Giselle, because if you remember, Antonio Brown roomed with them when he went to the Patriots.
True.
For a cup of coffee.
So they made this decision twice.
So he clearly was a nice house guest. Brown has had all kinds of off the field issues, which we can talk about at a later date. He's a 7-time Pro Bowler. He's over 1,000 yards receiving in his 10-year career. And
no, you're not answering my question. Would you let my boy slide through and stay if they're out here wrecking the world prior to their arrival? You'd be cool with that?
I'd have to think about it. But if you were like, look, this is a big opportunity for me career-wise. He could come in. He can make our team better.
This is an
opportunity for him to kind of learn in our household, see how I speak to my wife, see how I communicate with my kids, see how I operate on a day-to-day basis, see how hard I work, see how things are run within the Buccaneers organization.
I love Shea Cornette on air. I mean, it's just an entirely different human.
You are painting me out to be like the world's worst wife.
You're the best wife.
I'm getting really upset over here.
I just talked in the other segment about charismatic.
Jordan, I got this on tape. Whenever you need to use it, I'm going to send it to you. You got receipts, bro.
Yeah, Raj, remember the compliments I gave her? Talking about how charismatic, better looking, smarter. How quickly they forget.
Okay. Hmm. See, compliments don't fix insults. I'm just.
I'm sorry. I would never
pointing,
insult you.
But I am being honest. If you gave me that list of reasons, which is what I would assume is the list of reasons for Antonio Brown moving in with Tom Brady now, and of course he's trying to get acclimated in Florida too. He's moving all across the country. He's lived in LA. He's lived in Pittsburgh. I mean, we know how this goes.
Do you think it works out?
Oh, that's a loaded
question. I don't even mean the roommate thing. Moving it onto the field. Does Antonio Brown, with all that talent, not going to be a distinct number one there? There was some jealousy with Juju back in Pittsburgh a little bit there. You've got all the talent.
There were more issues than just jealousy.
100%. But I'm saying, do you think Tom Brady's enough for to say, let's get in line and let's go win a Super Bowl? You think it goes smoothly?
First of all, let's just be clear. Antonio Brown's not out of the clear yet. There are still a lot of things that have to go through the court system and through the NFL, and that could all come down in December. So I'm going to say for the time being, for the next couple of weeks, do I think it works out? Yes. I think Antonio Brown is a fantastic wide receiver if he can get out of his own way.
You just got to put this together for a couple months.
If he can get out of his own way, and maybe living with Tom Brady, maybe forming a friendship with Tom Brady is what he needs. And maybe he
all those receivers, all those targets.
Yeah, there's so much defense to unpack here with this.
I mean, it's incredible. You have to consider, and I know we're going to get to the power rankings in a little bit, you have to consider putting the Bucs at the top if Antonio Brown comes out here and shows out in what's going to be a small sample size. I imagine he's going to be on somewhat of a snap count. I know Coach Arians had mentioned it could be 10, it could be 30, he doesn't envision 60. Mm-hmm. But if he comes out here and it's like, it looks like 2018 AB, I don't know how you don't stack them up there with the best teams in the NFL because of how balanced they are, how dangerous they are defensively, on top of the greatest quarterback of our lifetime, and all those. I mean, it's a Pro Bowl football team. It's like watching a Pro Bowl football team play week in and week out.
Shea Cornett, Jordan Cornett here, filling in for Max Kellerman on the Max Kellerman Show. And okay, I'm not going to say the Bucs are one of the best teams in the NFL. They haven't shown that to me yet. They've had some losses now. What they are is one of the best teams in the NFC. That I will give to them. And that is something Damon Woody agreed with me on earlier.
I think
he
said they were the best team
in the NFC, which is fine. And that is fair. Because, yes, they are a very balanced team on offense. They have running backs that can do it on the ground, and they have receivers. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. I don't know if Chris Godwin's going to be 100% healthy on Sunday because he had that procedure done on his finger. We will wait and see. However, it doesn't really matter.
Because
you add in Antonio Brown. Tom Brady is in a position now in Tampa Bay he would have never been in New England. I mean, that's just obvious. Watching what's happening with Cam Newton, Bill Belichick has come out and say it, and I'm sure Brady saw the writing on the wall and thought, I can't do this again. Without any receivers, without any talent around me, I'm getting too old.
It showed last year, too.
I'm getting too old. I can't run for my life. I can't do these quarterback sneaks on 4th-and-3 or whatever it is like I used to that conceal a game.
Insert Cam Newton for $1 million to go out there and try and fix it.
I need weapons around me. And so Tom Brady goes to Tampa Bay, and the rich just keep getting richer. There's no excuse in Tampa Bay. You have everything is working in your favor. Offense, defense, special teams is good. Like, there's no excuse for that not to be one of the best teams in the NFC or in the NFL as a whole.
And that's what kind of annoys me about this Belichick versus Brady conversation, where it inevitably goes to, and it was set up to be that coming into the season. Like, if you had any sense, you knew Tom Brady was going to get the better end of this bargain when you saw who he was being paired with. Tom Brady stepped into a ready-made situation where Tom Brady just had to be good, not great. Now, Tom hasn't been even great. He's been really, really good. And that has propped them up to the spot where they're at now. But Tom Brady really only had to be just above average for what's there. Bill Belichick had no shot. Like, that roster, to the point where Bill Belichick's being candid. We sold out.
But I think you assume with Bill Belichick, he solves problems. He figures it out.
That's what I mean. What problem can you really solve when you've got a roster that's depleted from opt-out, COVID, guys leaving an injury? Who could predict
the injury and the COVID? I mean, the opt-outs, yes,
You're not hearing me. I'm talking about that's the comparison between the two. They're now saying Brady has shown that he doesn't need Belichick, and Belichick has shown that he needs Brady. You can't say, Shay, that doesn't matter. That's where we are right now. That's why the Patriots are struggling, because of what's happening right now with their setup.
I don't necessarily agree with that. I think if Tom Brady was in New England, he'd be struggling too, because he has no one to throw the ball to.
So I think we're saying the same thing.
No, you're saying Tom Brady is not struggling because he doesn't have Belichick and he has all these weapons, and Bill Belichick is struggling because he doesn't have Brady.
I'm saying that narrative that is out there is not a fair narrative to Bill Belichick.
Okay, fine.
Because Tom Brady, too, would be failing. You're saying the same thing.
Okay, fine. Then we agree. One more thing on Antonio Brown. The question is, how much is he going to be in the mix come Sunday? Of course, the Buccaneers play the Saints. It's a division matchup. One, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers lost to the Saints week one, if you remember. Here is Bruce Arians on how much Antonio Brown is going to be in the mix on Sunday.
Knock him down. Knock him down a few times, and that always helps. Nobody, none of them, especially the older guys, they don't like getting knocked down. So we got to pressure him, get him off his spot, and have really good tight coverage.
Okay, that's, I think, realistic expectations maybe for AB. I don't know. That's not the exact sound I was thinking of. But what he did say earlier today, Bruce Arians, was the fact that once Antonio Brown gets out there and if they have packages for him that run successfully, they'll use him more often. But it's kind of a trial and error situation, just seeing how comfortable he is out there, how comfortable he is with Tom, and how comfortable he is in the system, which I think is obvious. I don't know about a snap count, but I think it's one of those eye tests. Just wait and see how he looks.
The one game we saw last season when Antonio Brown was able to put on a Pats jersey?
Yeah, it was last year.
He got a few targets. He made a few plays. You could tell immediately there was a chemistry between Brady and Brown.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There was a desire, a large one, from Brady to get him there to New England. That showed the reach and the power that a Tom Brady had. Tom Brady exercised that same power to get him down to Tampa, where Bruce Arians said prior to that, no, this wouldn't be a fit in our locker room. It wouldn't be considered. Tom Brady showed his muscle there and his ability to make this happen. Tom Brady is going to look to Antonio Brown early and often. Tom Brady is going to establish Antonio Brown to be what he was in 2018. This thing's going to work, and it's going to work at a high clip. And I don't even know if you have to worry about necessarily the drama in the locker room, because I think the number one target for Tom Brady is going to become Antonio Brown because of the various ways you can use a guy like AB in your offense, different formations, throw him in a slot, throw him on the outside, exotic plays, all these types of things will present Antonio Brown in a way where he can really take off.
Well, I'm going to hope you're right, because he's running out of chances. This is probably at the bottom. I thought the last one was the last one.
Can there be another after this?
I hope not. And that discussion is for another day. By the way, all guests join us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line here on the Max Kellerman Show. I'm Shay Cornett. He's Jordan Cornett. And somehow you got to pick the NFL Power Rankings. Let's roll with it.
You get to do what you do best. Shoot it all down here. I mean, you get to tell me why I'm wrong. Raj, what do you say? We start at number 5, work our way up to number 1?
Always start at number 5. When they do Miss America, they don't announce who won. They start from the back.
Raj, you still watch Miss America. I do that with my mother. We text from where I am in Chicago. It was Chicago, now Connecticut, to her in Cincinnati. We always pick the winner. I'm pretty good with that. So maybe this means my number one team will win the Super Bowl. Stand by. I'm going at number 5, and I don't think a lot of people have them here on their power rankings. And I love listening to Keyshawn in the morning with Zubin and Jay. And I thought Keyshawn said something interesting, and he usually does, about power rankings. It doesn't have to be a round number. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to go that way. And so for me, it actually does happen to be a round number of 5. And at number 5, I'm going to the Arizona Cardinals. And Shay, I'm going to do it because I saw what they were able to do in a shootout versus the Seahawks. I was able to watch Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury's offense come to full fruition. They have stars on their defense as well. An offensive line that is doing a magnificent job. And the arrival of DeAndre Hopkins has shown that this team is one to consider in the NFC West. People ain't talking about them enough. I got the Cardinals at number 5.
Okay, I'll let you have that. I will point out 2 bad losses by the Cardinals to the Lions and the Panthers. And I think if you look down the list...
Oh, bad losses? Have they become bad losses?
Those are bad losses. The Lions and the Panthers for the Cardinals. The Lions, that's a bad loss. The Panthers, not a good loss. And if you look down the line at some teams you might be leaving out, which I'll get to later, they have much better losses. I just want to point that out. Go ahead.
I told you she'd be good at shooting down. Let me see my list. Pull it back up there, Raj. At number 4 on my list
is the Seahawks.
I got the Seattle Seahawks at number 4. Maybe you would want them higher. I don't know. The absence of a defense there, Russell Wilson is absolutely the lead, the front runner for MVP. Baby Braun, DK Metcalf. I mean, what a star he has become. I mean, he was growing and growing and growing. He's shown himself in a lot of ways to be arguably one of the best, I'm not really comfortable to say it yet, the best wide receiver in the NFL. He's that kind of good. Although DeAndre Hopkins is even having a better year, which is why I have the Cardinals there. But the Seahawks at number 4, which they did a little bit more at their defense. But
a little more.
I like them a lot. Russell Wilson can go out there and win games.
Russell Wilson can go out there and beat anybody, and he absolutely has to, because anyone with any kind of arm talent can throw for over 150 yards against this very bad Seahawks defense.
Nope.
Now, I think they'll get better, but I like the Seahawks there. You know I like Russell Wilson. I think this is a really good team in the NFC.
Oh, look at you smiling at me, getting me all kinds of excited over here. We are here to work. And at number 3, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I wanted to put them even higher on the list.
Oh, I thought you would, considering you think they're one of the best teams in the NFL. But please, leave them at 3.
I haven't seen Antonio Brown do it yet.
That's what's going to push you over the threshold.
Yeah,
that's not arguably the GOAT Tom Brady or the weapons that they have already on the roster or perhaps their top-ranked defense. It's going to be Antonio Brown? Okay, got it. Cool.
And they say I'm the one in the relationship that doesn't listen.
Cool.
My point is, my love, I love you a lot. My point is... this guy, Antonio Brown, is something we haven't seen yet. And so I have them at number three, not knowing what Antonio Brown could do. Shay, please look at me. Stay with me.
You've seen him a million times. You saw him for the Patriots last year. You've seen him in what he was doing in training camps when he was with the Raiders. You saw what he did with the Steelers. What are you talking about? You've never seen him.
We saw him for one game. We saw him for one game with the Patriots.
Continue. I'm going to be quiet.
How many games did he play for the Raiders that I missed?
No. I'm saying you saw in training camp. You know what he's capable of.
We're talking about practice, not a game. We're talking about practice. If you don't let me finish this list, I don't really know what I'm going to do. But I just felt like
finish
it was the right
Bucks.
Thing to say.
Finish the Bucks.
The Bucks are number three, and if Antonio Brown does what I think he can do, I would flirt with putting them at number one if Max Kellerman ever allows us to fill in for his show again.
Which I'm sure he will.
He'd be right to do that. At number two, the Kansas City Chiefs. And this was the longest back and forth I had. Shay, I'll give you a second to tell me I'm wrong. I saw what the Steelers are. And they didn't look great, but they were still able to beat the Ravens. And it's because of that Steelers defense. It's opportunistic. They take away the run. Ben Roethlisberger is shown to be the Ben Roethlisberger of old. Chase Claypool.
Mute his mic.
Has become a star. It's because of that I said, if the Steelers and the Chiefs met, I don't know if it's fatigue. Maybe it's unfair to the Chiefs because of fatigue. I just feel like the Steelers right now, unblemished, deserve the number one spot, and I have the Chiefs at number two.
That's fair. I like that. I would do the same thing. I like Steelers one, Chiefs two. Write it down. I just argued the Bucks at three because you're over here talking all kinds of craziness, saying the Bucks are the best team in the NFL. I'm like, hello?
I have to see Antonio Brown.
Okay.
I have to see Antonio Brown.
I still think that should make
what
a break.
What don't you understand
here's
about
what,
that
here's
Bucks.
What I'm going to argue with. The fact that you
no,
left...
You can do,
here's what I'm going to argue with. The fact that you left out the Packers and the Bills. Okay? I think if the Packers...
The Bills?
The Bills.
I was going to say, nah, son, because it's Max's bit on his show.
Los Angeles. I'm
your
careful
wife.
With that, Jordan.
Yeah, right? I'm all over geographically here now. The Bills?
Yeah, the Bills.
This
the
is
Bills.
Not Josh Allen
Expired.
MVP chance from like 3 weeks
Expired.
Ago.
I love that drop.
Like, no, not the Bills. No, not going.
Okay, cool. We'll talk. Well,
who was the other one? You want the Packers?
I want the Packers or the Bills in there.
Your father would be very excited. He's a Wisconsin native.
Don't do that.
He's a big Packers
Jordan,
fan. I love your father too.
Jordan,
I can't with that defense. Stop the run. Make a move at the deadline. Show
you
me you want to be
the
here.
The Seahawks. You can't with the defense? What are you talking about? If you saw the Packers go up against the Cardinals right now, who would win?
If I saw the Packers go up against
Let's say the Cardinals had to go to Green Bay. Let's just say the Cardinals are going to Green Bay. Chili, I know it's an AFC, NFC.
I'm taking the Cardinals.
Or, I'm sorry.
I'm what? Taking the Cardinals.
You take the Cardinals.
Yeah, okay. Don't start doing AFC, NFC. You get
I'm
confused
not.
There
I'm
and
not.
Then you mess it all up.
I don't get confused. I was going to go somewhere else.
Who's the winner?
I'm the winner. I am just
I'm
saying.
I'm in front of you two. I'm not answering that question.
I am just saying you left out two really good teams in the Bills. And the Packers. And if you don't agree with me, that's fine. Let's talk
no,
later.
I agree. There's only five slots, though. And I don't... You ask a great question. If the Cardinals and Packers played, to me, I think the Cardinals are the better team at this point.
That's fine. Again, the Cardinals' losses, the Lions and the Panthers, the Bills' losses, the Titans and the Chiefs. Just pointing that
Who
out.
Who the Titans just...
But I got a question for you guys.
Yeah, let's
with
hear.
Your number one, with the Steelers and the Chiefs, if they both played, I heard Greeny say earlier, like, Big Ben was, like, 26th or something in terms of quarterback efficiency.
Yeah.
Like... You trust in Big Ben over Patrick? Like, I know they're undefeated, but man, if they just play each other, I don't know if I trust Ben like that.
No, but you trust the Steelers defense over the Chiefs defense.
That's the biggest right? question, and that's why I had to think a long time, Raj, because Ben is showing those moments, but he still makes those head-scratching decisions, and they have struggled and been stagnant at times to move that football. They need to get the run game going more. And I think that will propel Ben Roethlisberger to show a little bit more. The inability for that offensive line to generate strength in that run game has been more problematic to me than the ability of Ben Roethlisberger to show out. I think if they could find more of a pulse there, Ben can do what Ben's going to do. He's a Hall of Famer. I'm always going to put faith in a guy whose body of work has shown it. I think the bigger question mark isn't Ben. It's the ability to get going with the run game there in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I agree with you. I that would be a hard pick. If you took the Steelers or the Chiefs, but I just
those
think
are the two best teams.
Keep,
do we agree?
If you, yes, we agree. Okay. If you keep Mahomes off the field, I would take Steelers defense over the Chiefs defense. If you had to compare one
Steelers
or the other,
got the best
and I know they don't face
the
each
league,
other. Obviously.
Yeah.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
Jordan, I have never once told you you couldn't go on a golf trip. You take that back right now or else.
Cool. So Scottsdale's on in a couple months?
If you want to go and you want to fly in COVID.
Cut the tape. No, see, I said post-COVID. So yeah, you're probably safe for the next few months, unfortunately.
Probably safe? Take it back. Hurry up. Now, come on. I have never once told you you couldn't go on a golf trip with your buddies. Why are you making me out to be Cruella De Vil?
When I hear it back, I sound like I was on the offensive. It's not how I want to live in this marriage. I also have to ride 50 minutes down south of Connecticut to Fairfield where we reside.
No caveats.
I don't want any issues. I was out of pocket. I ask for forgiveness.
Oh, see, that's good. I accept your apology.
No, don't give me those eyes.
I accept. We even played Beaver, your favorite.
Oh, I thought you said something entirely different.
Back to Genuine, though. This is the Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN. Shea Cornett and Jordan Cornett.
She's smiling again, ladies and gentlemen. We're back for the final 30 minutes.
You know this about me. What do I need in life?
You need an apology.
That's
always.
It. That's all I ask
as
for.
As long as I apologize. Well, it depends on what the act is. Exactly. Let's be clear. But if I step out of line with my words, as long as it's a sincere apology that's been thought out, you can get back. But at the same time,
I forget quickly with a good apology.
At the same time, men out there know this. They can be as right with the argument that's going on as possible. But if you get overconfident in how right you are in the back and forth, the delivery can put you right back into the losing column.
Yeah, and it never works out good.
Rod, you know what I'm talking about? Like, that's how that goes.
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. That's why you guys are going to lash. You know, you take the L. Sometimes you got to take an L.
Raj. Thank you. True. So Shea Cornett, Jordan Cornett. Filling in for Max Kellerman on the Max Kellerman Show. You got a bone to pick with Jordan from No Doubt on P. Diddy and Matthew McConaughey. We're going to get to that later on. You can reach us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 1-888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. So it's now time for a new segment here we like to call We Got Issues, because there's some teams in the NFL that got issues. Right, Raj?
Yeah, you got three teams that are 5-3. So my question is, that's not bad. Hey, you're here now. None of them are in first place, but 5-3 could go either way. It's like this game this week could be a swing week for them, except the Browns, who are on a bye week, of course. But the three teams, I want to know who has the biggest issue. Okay. The Bears, the Rams, or the Browns? Who has the bigger issues at 5-3, guys?
You apologize. You go first.
Oh, well, then you're going to be mad at me. It's your Chicago Bears have the biggest issues.
Okay.
Because Khalil Mack and Allen Robinson, they're two stars on both sides of the ball, star wideout and Robinson, star defensive everything, Khalil Mack. I'm not even going to give him a position. He does everything on the field. He gets after the quarterback. As a pass rusher, is probably the biggest thing there coming off the edge. It has to be the Bears, because these two guys, this championship defense, is tasked with holding teams as low as possible, knowing that their offense isn't going to provide anything. They don't have a quarterback, and they don't have a solution with the two that are there. They brought in Nick Foles when there's an opportunity in the market to get other guys. It looks like Cam Newton hasn't been one of those, so I'll check off that box. But you traded up in that draft four seasons ago to bring in Mitchell Trubisky, who you rode with to the point where at 3-0 is when you decided Mitch Trubisky was no longer your guy. You've totally devoid him of any confidence, although I don't think he has it, even if you bring him back. But now you're in the position of looking and saying, our defense is doing a job. Allen Robinson is good. We can't get a run game going to save our lives. Matt Nagy was supposed to come in here as an offensive mind to really get this thing going, also to cultivate a quarterback. None of that has happened. There is no solution how to put points on the board with an inept run game, a lack of creativity from play calling, and nobody to throw the football. There's no way this thing improves offensively for a Bears team that has the defense in place to win a lot of games. It's sad. I know you got to be upset. I sit there and console you week after week when the same thing happens. The Bears score 10 points, 13 points, 16 points, 20 points. When's the offense going to get coming? Since Nagy's been brought in there, he's been promising offense and has never delivered. Ever.
Okay, so the Bears at the top of your list, and then would it go Browns and Rams or Rams and Browns after that?
Well, let's just stay with who's last. Let's work through this thing. Let's navigate together. Is the last team there the Bears for you?
No.
Oh, okay, then for me, then I'll go ahead and finish mine through. I'd say, yeah, I'm surprised by that as well. The other two teams were the Browns and the Rams. To me, the Rams have the least amount of issues. You look at the stat line, And the numbers, they move the football. Some boneheaded mistakes, some meltdowns on special teams, some questionable quarterback play from Jared Goff.
I agree.
And yet still, they had success moving the football. This is a really good football team. They got Aaron Donald. They got a good defense. They got stars there. They're going to be fine. So it's the Browns to me because Baker Mayfield, the defense has questions, but Nick Chubb's coming back soon.
Okay, so for me, here's how my list goes. I agree with you on the Rams. I think the Rams have the least amount of issues. The loss, like you just saw it, to the Dolphins, I think has to do with going across country, being on a short week. It was an off week.
You love the travel thing. It's a great
point. It was an off week for them. I think those turnovers are not usually who they are. I don't think Jared Goff is that reckless with the football where he's fumbling and throwing interceptions. So to me, the Rams have the least amount of issues and the team that can get most back on track. I am then going to go at so that's the bottom. The middle is the Bears for the exact reason you pointed out, and I don't need to go into it again, but they've got quarterback issues. Shaky quarterback play is part of their DNA. In Chicago, they haven't had a run game in I don't know how long. Their offensive line is decimated with injuries. I'm to the point where I'm thinking they might call back up Kyle Long. I don't know.
Our guy.
And the quarterback has been inaccurate. The defense is the only hope for putting up points on the board, as we saw a few weeks ago. So there's that. In terms of the most issues, I'm going to say the Browns, and it's probably not for the obvious reason.
It's not Baker.
It's not Baker to me.
Can't stop while the run. Browns can't stop the run.
While I think Baker has got some problems throwing the football when they get behind and they can't rely on the run game, that's not the problem. The problem is their division. The AFC North has the Ravens and the Steelers in it ahead of them.
True.
Two teams the Browns have already lost by 30-plus points to, not combined, in each matchup. 30-plus points the Browns took an L to. There's no way you're catching up to either one of those teams this year. And there's no way you're beating either one of those teams this year, if you ask me. So while the Browns have their own set of issues, I think their biggest problem is the division that they play in. Whereas the Bears... Yeah, they have to look at the Packers for sure, but that's a team you could maybe catch. You can sneak some wins in there.
It's
the Bears
a bad
can
defense.
With a good no. The Bears can can squeak a win in there with a good defense and a bad offense. The Browns, I don't know how you're ever going to catch up to the Steelers.
I like
and Ravens.
That you mentioned that with the Browns because it's not just all Baker. That's a bad defense, and it's a bad defense most especially against the run. I don't know if Myles Garrett's 100%. I think the offense will get a jolt with Nick Chubb coming back, which seems to be maybe week 9, week 10, probably week 10. So there's some reinforcements on the way, but I am surprised how underwhelming that defense has been there in Cleveland. I think that has not been talked about enough. The Raiders were dominant with their ground game in that one. And you never got a chance really to get any life with your offense because it wasn't on the field enough.
And Myles Garrett did get hurt in that game. And as you said,
I don't know if he's on.
They need this bye week, the Browns do, to get healthy in a big way with Nick Chubb and Myles Garrett, two of your biggest stars, and other factors as well. They definitely have the bye week coming at the right time as they just lost to the Raiders, as you mentioned. But I just think this team has got too many things to overcome. It's like constant. And I think we thought when Odell went down, which was a crazy argument to me, all of a sudden Baker Mayfield was going to be better. And I thought, why? That's not what's going to happen.
He ain't going to be a Brown next season. Book it.
Wait, Baker Mayfield is not
going to
be
a Brown? No, OBJ. Oh, he ain't going to be a Brown.
Oh, I agree with that.
Year. He ain't.
All right, got a feeling after this week we're going to see another quarterback get benched. Will it be Wentz, Cam, Foles? Who you benching?
Wow.
We're going to discuss that next. Starting next Monday, you can stream the Max Kellerman Show daily on ESPN Plus with ESPN Plus. You can stream the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gotts, hashtag Greeny, and the Chanae and Gold Jr. And you can also get live sports, exclusive originals, and more. Sign up now at ESPNPlus.com. As always, you can hear us on ESPN radio stations all across the country, SiriusXM, and the ESPN app.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
I thought it was a little ooey for DJ Uyunglele.
What do you do in the middle? Because whatever it is, it ain't right. DJ Uyunglele.
I don't know.
The song is Jay-Z's Family Feud.
Oh. Hove.
Hove. How about, love Hove.
I got a tattoo on my arm. It's J-C. Because I love Jay-Z, and when I went to college, my old man said, don't come back with no kids, and don't come back with any tattoos. So I was good on the kids thing. But I got the tattoo, J-C, and it ain't coming off. But how often does my shirt really come off?
I mean, you're not a tank top wearing kind of guy.
Thankfully,
which
not
I'm,
much.
I'm thankful for, but that tattoo, I love you. Not one of your smartest moments.
Reasonable Doubt, maybe the best album ever made.
Well, maybe. See, what a nice conversation starter there. This is the Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80 and on your smart speaker. I am clearly not Max Kellerman. My name is Shea Cornett. Jordan Cornett, my husband's here with me too. You can reach us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We've got an issue to settle from No Doubt.
No Doubt is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
Now, you didn't like earlier how I talked about P. Diddy.
My boy Paul Irvin, my guy, a producer here at ESPN, didn't like it either.
I picked
He's a billionaire.
I picked P. Diddy's career over Matthew McConaughey's because of Danity Kane, one
what?
Of my favorite bands when I was in college, which is embarrassing for a lot of reasons. But
what was your favorite Danity Kane song, dare I ask?
Why you gonna fix it, damaged. Love it. Played it all the time.
Damaged. My ears are damaged.
It's fair.
She can dance, though, and she's got rhythm.
Who's she? Just, it's a band, Jordan. I'm it's telling, a whole
no,
group.
No, you're not listening again. I'm saying you can dance. Oh, you've got you. Rhythm, oh. But you cannot sing.
That's true. I can't sing. I do sing. I can't sing, though. It's
you
got
to let me finish my thought before you jump on me. You're always ready to pounce. Let me finish first.
News from Max Kellerman Nation. Steven just hit us up on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed, and he said, hey, Jordan Cornette, how you thinking you can win an argument with me? Meaning me, Shay, just because y'all on the radio and not at home.
Yeah, I don't win any of the arguments. Clearly, I don't win them on the radio. I think she's body slammed me several times here.
Oh, please.
And been victorious. Again, a compliment. Didn't let me finish to get to the compliment part. And at home, I don't even try to argue at home. It's not worth it. Do you not run a house?
I like to think I do, but I know sometimes I don't. You don't let me.
A little push and pull.
Push and pull. That's what we are. Okay, yeah. Here we go. We're going to play a game, Jordan. You got to bench one. And all of these quarterbacks have been struggling. No doubt about that. Only one you can bench. Here we go. Carson Wentz, Cam Newton. And maybe I'll give the teams for you. Philadelphia Eagles, Carson Wentz. Cam Newton with the New England Patriots. Nick Foles with the Chicago Bears. Or Daniel Jones, who struggled in their loss to the Buccaneers. He would play for the New York Football Giants. You got to bench one. Who would you bench?
Only one of those has an option. Two of them have options worth considering. Jared Stidham in New England. No, I mean, you got Cam Newton. Let him try and work his way through this. There's not a lot around him. You just got to ride with Cam Newton. As for, what were the other teams you mentioned?
Cam Newton, Nick Foles, Carson Wentz, and
Carson Wentz, you're tied to with a lot of money for a few years still. But Jalen Hurts is there. Is Jalen Hurts ready? It's a potential option. One more after the Bears. There's one other one that you mentioned. Daniel Jones. Who's a better option? Do you see good with Daniel Jones? He's making a lot of mistakes in ways that are decision-making, and he doesn't handle pressure. Problematic for certain. But you're still trying to work through if this is going to be your guy. In a lot of ways, I see parallels with Daniel Jones that I do with Mitchell Trubisky out of Chicago. He was your guy until he's no longer your guy. For right now, it's still the experimental window. It's only a second season. They talk about how you evaluate quarterbacks, give them to that third year. Daniel Jones' problems may not be fixable. How he handles pressure, his questionable decision-making. But he's got a great arm, and he makes some of those plays that keep you coming back. You kept coming back, luckily for me, and now we're married and happy and got this beautiful life. But you had to take the risk with me. Take the risk with Daniel Jones. Nick Foles, got to go. He's got to go. And me and you, working in the Chicago market covering those Bears, talked a lot about Mitch Trubisky. Neither of us thought he had it. He probably doesn't. But they were 3-0 with Mitch Trubisky at quarterback. And some of the issues that they have at times, at least Mitch's legs, at least his ability to run, can get you out of some of those. Foles doesn't even have that. So this offense further stagnated by Nick Foles. Of all these awful situations that these franchises are in at the quarterback position, the most fixable to me, the reason why you have to bench him, has to be Nick Foles. Because Mitch Trubisky was 3-0 this year when you benched him. At least you have an option to go back. I mean, his confidence is comparable to mine as a pre-pubescent teen figuring out who I was because of what they've done to him there. But I think you got to give it a shot and go back
okay,
to him.
Okay, so your answer is you'd bench Nick Foles.
Bench Nick Foles, go back to Mitch Trubisky. Can't believe
okay,
I'm saying it.
I, like you, when I found this question, looked at all the backups. Jalen Hurts, Jared Stidham, Mitch Trubisky, Colt McCoy is the backup for Daniel Jones. And I thought to myself, which of these is probably the best backup? And it would be Jalen Hurts, in my opinion.
But
however,
is he ready?
I don't know that he's ready.
You're tied to a lot of money with Wentz there.
Exactly. I don't know that he's ready. And also, let's point out the Philadelphia Eagles play in the worst division. Wentz can carry you through as far as you need to. And I also think Wentz is much better than he's actually played. So to me, I would agree with you. Nick Foles.
It's been fun, Shay. Let's do it again.
Is the quarterback you need to bet.
I'll see you at home, babe.
See you at home. Max Kellerman, thanks for having us. Shay and Jordan Cornette, we'll see you next time.